Today on Press TV, the leader of Lebanon's Hezbollah movement says the Saudi invasion of Yemen aims to restore Saudi-American hegemony there. Said Hassan Nasrallah said the real threat to the holy shrines of Mecca and Medina does not come from Ansar Allah fighters, but from the ISIL and the Takfiri Wahhabi mindset. Saudi airstrikes on Yemen continue for the 23rd day. At least 20 people were killed in one of the latest attacks on the country's largest airbase northeast of the city of Lahij. Saudi warplanes also targeted the cities of Taiz and Sana'a. Over 2,600 people have been killed in the attacks so far. Suspected ISIL terrorists have decapitated five Shia Muslims in the eastern Afghan province of Ghazni. Officials say the victims were abducted on Wednesday after they left their homes for shopping. Ghazni's deputy governor has blamed the beheadings on Taliban insurgents. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the killings. A series of bomb attacks has killed at least 40 people in the Iraqi capital. The blasts rocked different districts across Baghdad. No group has claimed responsibility for the attacks, but Iraqi officials usually blame such bombings on the ISIL and remnants of the former Ba'athist regime. The UN Human Rights Office in Geneva says the fighting in eastern Ukraine has killed over 6,100 people and injured over 15,000 others since it began last April. The office also says some 400 civilians have lost their lives this year alone. Russia says the deployment of US military trainers to Ukraine could further destabilize the country's eastern regions. Washington has announced that some 300 paratroopers have arrived in Ukraine to train forces. The US and its Western allies accuse Russia of supporting pro-Moscow fighters in Ukraine. The Kremlin rejects the allegations. Those latest here on Press TV.